Not Now Bernard and Other Stories by David McKee and read by Hugh Dennis. There were once two monsters who lived in a place between the sea and the jungle, a place covered with rocks. Every day one monster would say, "We should get rid of these rocks." And every day the other monster would reply, "Yes, tomorrow perhaps." Then they would laugh. They were very lazy monsters. One day, as they were looking out to sea, the first monster said, "Look, a boat." "With something in it," said the other. The boat came closer and closer and finally landed. Out stepped a yellow monster.
"Yuck,"
said the two monsters together. "Oh, most honourable and handsome worships," said the yellow monster. "An earthquake has destroyed my land. I seek a place to live." "Not here, you custard-coloured cringing creep," said the first monster. "Push off." "Oh, glorious kindnesses, just a little space, please," said the yellow monster. "I can be useful to your wonderfulnesses."
"Clear off," shouted the second monster. "We don't want any funny foreigner types here."
"Wait a minute," whispered the first monster. "He said useful." Then to the yellow monster he said,
"Hang about there, mustard face."
The two monsters went behind some rocks to talk. They didn't notice the yellow monster sneak up to listen.
"That yellow moron with his boat can dump the rocks in the sea," said the first monster.
"But he'll want some land in return," said the other monster.
"Naturally," said the first, "and we'll give him land. The land he's taken away, the rocks."
The yellow monster heard and hurried back to his place. The two monsters returned.
"Right, you yellow-skinned bellyache," said the first. "Clear this place of rocks and we'll give you some land."
"Oh, royal wonderfulnesses, will you really? Monster's honour," said the yellow monster.
"Monster's honour," said the other two together.
The yellow monster set to work at once. He was very strong. Meanwhile, the two lazy monsters went to the edge of the jungle and waited. Days later, the yellow monster came to them and said,
"Oh, most brilliant of monsters, I've removed the rocks, but the ground is rough. Shall I level it?"
"Obviously," said the second monster, "and tidy the edge of the jungle."
The yellow monster went back to work, taking away earth and plants. Later, the yellow monster came again.
"Oh, most precious and honest royalnesses," he said, "all is done. Will you now give me the land that you promised?"
"Of course, gormless gump," said the first monster. "A promise is a promise. All the land that you have taken away is yours. The rocks, the earth, the plants, everything."
"Oh, joy of joys, wonder of wonders, my very own land," said the yellow monster. "Thank you, your magnificences."
He danced off towards the sea. The two monsters stared in surprise.
"Completely bonkers," said the second monster.
Then they followed him.